Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We are now at the 100th year anniversary of what is known as the Balfour Declaration that was celebrated in Britain, Israel, and the United States. This is a declaration that was in the form of a letter approved by the British authorities, the cabinet, that supported the establishment of a nation for the Jewish people. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this is historic 2017 in so many ways because there's a number of historic moments of celebration this year, including the 100th year of the Balfour Declaration. Moving back, it's also the 95th year of the League of Nations mandate, which ultimately was a number of nations, Great Britain, which ultimately had control of that part of what was then called Palestine, later renamed to Israel, and France, which had control of what was then Syria, later became the modern Syria. These nations and others came together and recognized this land, Israel, as a place for the Jewish people. So we have the Balfour Declaration 100 years ago. We have the League of Nations mandate 95 years ago. Matt, there's no question that the Jewish people, Israel, is intimately connected to the land which we call Israel, which historically has been called Israel for 3,000 plus years. But not only that, they also have legal authority to that land. And the Balfour Declaration and the League of Nations mandate clearly established that chain of legal authority.
And sadly, the UN and other anti-Israel folks and nations are trying to erode that sovereignty, Israel's sovereignty, trying to say that they don't even have a right to exist.
Yeah, you know, you go back before 132 AD, you have this land called Israel, and it comes from one of the sons of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. Jacob also was renamed as Israel, and the land became known as Israel, and it goes back all the way to 3,500 plus years. Thousands of years of history go back to this land called Israel. Then the Romans came after the Israelites, the Jews, and in 67, they began a war against them. In 70, they destroyed the temple. In 73, they ultimately stopped the last resistance. But there was a spattering of resistance in 132 AD. That was called the Bar Kokhba Revolt. The Romans put down the Jewish final uprising, and as an insult to the Jews, they changed the name from Israel to Palestine. Palestine because of their archenemy, the Philistines. So from 132 until 1948, that land was known as Palestine. Well, Great Britain ultimately conquered that land, ultimately beat the Ottoman Empire, and took over control of that particular part of the Middle East. Then this is where we come up to the Balfour Declaration. 100 years ago, the Balfour Declaration acknowledges the establishment, and I'll be reading from it, His Majesty's government, this is part of the Balfour Declaration, view with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people, and will use their best efforts or endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this object, it being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine or the rights and political status enjoyed by the Jews in any other country. That's the Balfour Declaration, beginning the establishment of that land as a legal place for the Jewish people.
You know, rightly so. I mean, God's very clear about his opinion of Israel. It is his promised land. It is where our Savior was born. So we must protect that. We must be allies. You know, there are also a couple other bills that are pending that are protecting Israel. We got the Taylor Force Act, which is to eliminate financially rewarding the families of these terrorists, all this terrorism that's going on, as well as the Israel Anti-Boycott Act. There's political officials that are trying to boycott doing business with Israel. So that's a very important bill as well.
Yeah, so there's bills pending in Congress that certainly are standing with and protecting our greatest ally, and our ally not just politically, but who we are connected with in our Judeo-Christian history, our values. Those are working through Congress. We're working on those with our office in Washington, D.C., through Christians in Defense of Israel, our ministry, and Liberty Council, Liberty Council Action. But we also have these other historic things that are all happening in 2017. Lots of activity in Congress that we're involved in. The 100th year of the Balfour Declaration, 95th year, 5 years after the Balfour Declaration, the League of Nations coming together, these nations that actually had control of those sections of the Middle East coming together, collectively agreeing that this land, Palestine, will be a place for the Jewish people. That was ultimately, as I said, renamed back to Israel in 1948. So all these legal connections to the land are indisputable, Matt. And when the United Nations tries to come up with some unbelievable off-the-wall statement that there's no connection of the Jews to this land or to certain historic portions of the land, it just makes them a laughingstock around the world.
Well, it does. And the reality is that Palestine does not exist, not legally, not historically, other than what you point out when Israel was taken away from the Jewish people effectively. This is a Jewish land. Israel is a Jewish land. It has been historically, and it will continue to be until our Lord returns.
You know, we've had the privilege to go over there, you many times, but to see this land, I mean, you really get a connection with God's promised land when you go over there and you see the people that are very peaceful people, as well as the amazing technology, medical breakthroughs, and agricultural improvements that have come out of that little country. It's probably, what, smaller than New Jersey, Matt?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of countries, frankly, that no longer exist, and we wouldn't go back and try to say that these countries continue to exist. There's many of them. Palestine, as an entity, is no longer in existence. Mm-hmm. It has become Israel. Czechoslovakia. You know, who would say that Czechoslovakia is still a country? Czechoslovakia no longer exists. It has been ultimately renamed
the Czech Republic.
The Czech Republic.
Right.
That was from 1918 to 1993.
But not Israel.
East Germany no longer exists. It's all Germany. That was from 1949 to 1990. Yugoslavia no longer is a nation. 1918 to 1992. You can go on and on. Palestine went from about 132 to 1948. Doesn't exist. It's Israel. And they not only have the legal title from the Balfour Declaration, directly from Great Britain, also from the League of Nations, but they have the biblical connection there as well. And in fact, if you look at this, next year will be the 70th year of the founding of the modern state of Israel in 1948. 2018 will be 70 years. This year is the 50th year of the reunification of Jerusalem, 1967 to 2017. And it's also the 70th year anniversary of the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls, 2017. So all kinds of historic markers are happening in 2017, 2018.
Yeah, it's an amazing country.
Israel is the most democratic nation in the Middle East. What is it, this hostility, this hatred for Israel and the Jewish people is thousands of years old. What is it that is driving this hatred and animosity?
Well, I think it is thousands of years old. It's not something that's just recent. It doesn't make any objective sense when you look at Israel. It's the only place in the Middle East where you have freedom of religion for any religion in that country, Jews, Muslims, and Christians. You also have Druze in that country as well, another religious minority that lives there. They have freedom of worship there in that country. Any religion has freedom of worship in Israel. It makes no logical sense. But when you go back historically, there's been this opposition to that part of the land, to the Jewish people. It's a spiritual matter. There's no question about it. There has been that spiritual opposition and that hostility that's gone down through the thousands of years, and it continues to the present. It is, I think, very important for us to stand with Israel. Nations that have stood against Israel no longer exist anymore, and Israel still is alive and well. The Jewish people are still alive and identifiable. The Hebrew language is still a spoken language. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website. You can be part of our Christians in Defense of Israel, CIDIsrael.org, and Covenant Journey, CovenantJourney.org. Stand with us as we stand with Israel.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.